Dear friends, we want to conclude the message we started last time. I am who God says I am. Father, we've come again, and I pray now that you would again help us to understand from your word, particularly in this topic we're dealing with today, that we will understand from your word who you have said we are, and believe who you have said we are, that we might become that which you say we are. In Jesus' name, amen. Last time we observed that it's only God who can say, I am who I am. I am who I say I am. But for us humans, for us mortal men and women, we can only say we are who God says we are. I am who God says I am. And you can say you are who God says you are. We saw that Abraham became who God said he was. What Abraham was at a point when God was saying that he was the father of multitudes was quite far different from the reality. At that point, he didn't have a child, not even one. But yet God said, you are a father of multitudes of people. Abraham believed him, and that was what he became. God appeared to Gideon. That was the second scripture we read last time from Judges chapter 16. At verse 12 of Judges 16, and the angel of the Lord appeared to him and said to him, the Lord is with you, you mighty man of valor. Then the Lord turned to him and said in verse 14, go in this might of yours, and you shall save Israel from the hand of the Midianites. Have I not sent you? Initially, Gideon was skeptical, but when he believed what God said about him, he became who God said he was. And that is why we read in Judges chapter 8, if we fast forward, Judges chapter 8, verse 28. Thus, Midian was subdued before the children of Israel, so that they lifted their heads no more, and the country of Israel was quiet for 40 years in the days of Gideon. God said to Jacob, your name shall no longer be called Jacob, but Israel, the prince with God. For you have struggled with God and with men, and have prevailed. That's in Genesis chapter 32, verse 28. And he became prince with God. But prior to that time, he was a swindler. He was a con man. He was a 419 man. But God told him he was prince with God. And that is what he became when he believed God. Radio friend, you should ask yourself, who does God say that I am? One Christian writer, an American, Philip Yancey, in his interesting book, What is So Amazing About Grace? In that book, he made this observation. He said, sociologists have a theory of the looking glass self. That is the self, the person we see when we look in the mirror. And he said, you become what the most important person in your life says or thinks about you. And he mentioned some of the most important persons in our lives, your wife, your father, your boss, and perhaps your husband. And then he continued, he said, how would my life change if I truly believed the Bible's outstanding words about God's love for me? If I looked in the mirror, that is God's word, and saw what God sees. And that's what we want to do for the rest of our time today. We want to look in the mirror of the word of God to see and to hear what God thinks, what God sees, and what God says about me, about you. This will bring the desired change in your life, radio friend, in my life also. If only you will believe what God says. God says in his word that I am his adopted child, saved by grace and given divine rights and privileges. In John 1:12 we read, but as many as received him, Jesus, to them God has given, or God gave the right to become children of God to those who believe in his name. And in Romans chapter 8 from verse 15, Romans 8:15, it says, for you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption by whom we cry, Abba, Father. In verse 16, it says, the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God. And verse 17, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, if indeed we suffer with him that we may also be glorified together. When you become a joint heir with Christ, as a result of being adopted into the family of God, it means then you have access, equal access to the things of God that Jesus had access to. Equal access, joint heir, co-heir with Christ. Who am I? I am God's adopted child by grace, a joint heir with Christ. Who am I? I am crucified with Christ, risen with Christ, and seated in a vantage position in the heavenly places with Christ. Ephesians 2 verse 4 says, but God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, even when we were dead in trespasses, made us alive together with Christ. By grace you have been saved. Radio friend, have you been saved by grace? If you have been saved by grace through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, then you are raised up to be with him together in the heavenly places. What a glorious position to occupy. Radio friends, God also says through Christ, who loved me, that I am more than conqueror. In other words, I have full victory. Full victory over what? This is from Romans chapter 8, from verse 35 to 39. I have full victory over troubles, over distress, over persecutions, over hunger, over nakedness, over danger, over violent death, over principalities and powers that is ruling evil spirits, over everything above me, over everything below me, over everything else in the whole world. This is what I am in Christ. Who am I? God says, I am the ambassador of Christ, representing heaven on earth and enjoying ambassadorial privileges that are out of this world. That is what God says in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 20. What an awesome position to occupy, ambassador of Christ. The President Muhammadu Buhari is in the process of appointing ambassadors because the old ones were under the old administration. And if you receive a call from him from Abuja and to say that you have been appointed an ambassador to Coconut Island, you would call a party. And you will invite your friends and you will rejoice because the president of Nigeria has made you an ambassador to Coconut Island. But radio friend, the Lord God, creator of heaven and earth, says that I am ambassador of Christ, the ambassador of Christ. And if you know what it means to be an ambassador of Christ, you will rejoice. You'll be very glad. And the Lord God also says that I am the apple of his eye, sensitively and jealously protected by him. That's you find in Zechariah chapter 2, verse 8. And finally, the Lord says, I am a vessel or instrument of the master, recreated for the noble purpose of carrying the name of Christ in deed and word to a lost world. And that is in 2 Timothy chapter 2, verses 28 to 21. Really, friend, who are you? Don't allow people to define you. Don't try to define yourself. Don't allow Satan or his evil spirits to define you. Let God define you. And when you learn, or when you hear what God says concerning you, when you believe what God says concerning you, your life will not be the same again. Learn who God says you are. It's in His Word. Believe who God says you are. It is a matter of the heart. Act on who God says you are. That is why the Holy Spirit is here. And praise God for becoming who God says you are. And that is what you would ultimately become. Radio friend, let us pray. Faithful Father, we need a change. Many of us look for change in various angles, in various places. We need advancement in life. We look for it in various places, in the wrong places. But Lord, it is in you. It's in your word. What you say we are, that is what we will become if only we believe. Help my radio friends to believe you. Help them also to search the scriptures and to do so diligently. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name, amen.